Okay, we're going to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 3, and read a few very familiar verses, and then we're going to bring God's Word as we bring our meeting to a close. Thank you to all the boys and girls who took part, and it was a great joy to have them here this week, and we pray the Lord will continue to speak their heart even through the lessons they've learned. We're going to read from John chapter 3 and verse number 14. And it says there, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Amen. We're just going to close our eyes, have a word of prayer, and then we'll bring the Bible lesson here. Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks once again for each young child who has been with us this past week. We thank you for the words that we've been singing. Jesus, Son of Man, was lifted up, and Jesus now lives to forgive and cleanse my heart from sin. We thank you, Lord, that the message is still true today, that this day, this hour, this moment, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the risen Son of God, shall be saved. We pray, Lord, tonight you'll give help to parents, to friends, to children tonight in this gathering to simply call on the Lord for salvation. We thank you, Lord, you're still interested in salvation, or saving the children. Thank you, Lord, children can be saved. Thank you, Lord, children have been saved. And we pray, Lord, that even tonight you bring the last one in. Lord, give help tonight, empty me of self and sin, fill me with thy Spirit, and help me to be faithful to the Word of God. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We read there that the Son of Man was lifted up in verse number 14. And in John 3:16, we have what is probably the most well-known verse of Scripture throughout the entire world. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That is the gospel in a verse. That is the message of Scripture in one simple verse. But you see, if you grasp that and you understand that and you act upon that and believe in Jesus Christ, then you will have the eternal life that it speaks of. And I want us tonight to think a little about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we do so, I want us to think about somewhere that a lot of young people are going to be going to either this week or next week. Any ideas? Yeah. School. Yes. Excellent. Sorry to dampen the evening, but I'm going to talk about school for a few moments. And when you go to school this week, certain things will happen and certain things will be said that I trust will cause you to think about the gospel. Okay? And I'm going to bring to you four things that I guarantee your teacher will say to you on the first day of school, or any day of school for that matter. Four things, and I want you to listen and see what gospel lessons we can learn from them. Now, here's the first thing that any teacher will say within the first 5 minutes of the class coming into the room. Quiet. Be quiet. Shh. You, be quiet. Okay, you hear that all the time, don't you? Because you need to be quiet in order to listen. Okay, there's no point two people having a conversation or four people having a conversation, the teacher's standing at the front giving you important information and you're not listening. So he or she says, be quiet. You know, sometimes we can be quiet and we can take time to think. But do you know, as I thought about my day and as you think about your day, it's very seldom that we get time to be quiet, isn't it? It's very seldom we get time to sit still, to listen and to think. If you think of all the things you listen to during the day, maybe the radio, your iPod, your CDs, your MP3 player, your TV, your DVDs, your computer, your parents, your friends, your teachers, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And all the time there are things coming into your mind through your ears that you are listening to. And then your mind's taken up with all the things you have to think about, isn't it? In daily life, as soon as the alarm goes off, you think, will I get up now or will I rest a little while longer? Is there school today? Where's my homework? What will I have for breakfast? What will I wear? Where are my shoes? And all these things go through your mind, so you haven't really a lot of time to be quiet and sit still and to listen. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible gives us some wonderful advice for men and women, boys and girls. In Psalm 46, verse 10, says, be still and know that I am God. And I wonder in this meeting, I'm going to ask everyone, young people and older people, have you ever taken time just to be still and to think about God and to think about your soul and to think about where you're going into eternity? We have to think about these things. And I believe the devil wants us to be so distracted by many, many thoughts and many noises and many voices that we don't take time to be still and know that I am God. What a privilege this week for to be able to take time with young people and think about what God says in his word. Have you taken time today to be quiet and listen to what God says in his word? Have we spent time thinking about how we live before the Lord? Have we thought about the direction we're taking in life? You see, we need to take time to be quiet. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. I wonder, in God's house tonight, are you sitting here as a Christian who's asked the Lord to save them? Are you still sitting here the way you were born, as a sinner on your way to a lost eternity? So that's the first thing you'd be told to do, is to be quiet. Then here's the second thing you'd be told. Okay? Line up here. Okay? And several times during the day, you have to line up. Now, you can't just go and line up wherever you want to. You have to line up in the line that you belong to. Okay, so if you're lined up outside after class and you're in P3, there's no point you going to P5 line. But that's not your line. You'll be sent to the line you're supposed to be in. Okay, if you line up with boys and girls, you have to go the right line. So whatever line you're in, you have to line up in. Now, in the Bible, there's a story about a day when Joshua spoke to the children of Israel. And basically, he told them to line up. And you know, the Bible tells us that they had to choose which way they were going to live, and then they were going to have to go forth from that day based on what line they were standing in and live that way. And here's exactly what Joshua said to the people. Choose you this day whom ye will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You see, there were two lines that day. There was a line for people who believed in God, a line for people who trusted in the Lord, a line for people who were going to obey God. That was one line. But there was another line, or group of people, and that was going to be the people who would not follow God. How many lines were there? There were just two. One for those who belonged to God, and one for those who didn't. I wonder, if you were there that day, which group would you be in? Which line would you go and walk into? I wonder tonight in this meeting, if I were to ask you to divide into two groups, line up here if you're saved, line up here if you're unsaved, I wonder which group would you be in? Would you be with those who are saved, or would you choose to stay in your sin? Do you know every time you hear the gospel, that Jesus died for sin, that Jesus died to save us from our sin, that his blood can wash away our sin. We sang that a few moments ago. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Every time you hear the gospel in song or in word, well then you have a decision to make. Will I stay where I am, or will I go with God? I wonder, boys and girls, you've been to Bible school this week and you've heard about being saved. I wonder, are you in the line that's on its way to heaven? Have you trusted in Christ? I wonder, grown-ups in this meeting tonight, you know the gospel. You enjoyed the songs as the children were singing and listening to them tell their recitations and their Bible verses. But I'm asking you tonight, which line are you in? Have you followed the Lord? Folks, you have a choice to make tonight. Before you leave this meeting, Choose you this day whom ye will serve. The third thing that teacher might say to you whenever you go back into school is this. Okay. Eyes on me. The reason they say that is because they have something important to tell you, or maybe there's something important to show you. And they wait until every single eye on the class is looking at them. Okay, not glancing all over the show, but looking at them directly. That they will be able to explain to you or show to you what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to show you how to do a sum, big, long multiplication sum, and you don't know how to do it, so they're going to show you. So you have to watch. Otherwise, you will not know how to do it whenever the work is being given out. You know, whenever we're saved and born again and we become a Christian, then we also must look at the Lord. Our eyes must be in the Lord. You see, he is our teacher and he is our example. And the Bible tells us how to live the Christian life. And it says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking onto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And you know, I remember when I was growing up hearing that verse, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I thought, how on earth can you run a race with patience? That doesn't make sense. You want to be fast. You want to keep going. Well, the word patience means perseverance, to keep going. Keep going at the race. Keep going with the Lord. And the way we keep going with the Lord is by looking to the Lord. So how do we look to the Lord? Well, the clue is actually in the name of the meetings we've been having this week, Vacation Bible School. And we look to the Lord Jesus by reading the Bible. And by listening carefully whenever the Bible is being taught, maybe in Sunday school, maybe in a youth meeting, maybe at Sunday services like this one here, children's meeting or Bible club. If we listen carefully and we read the Bible, then we will see the Lord. And can I just say that's something we need to do. If you're saved, you need to read your Bible, because you see this race that they're talking about, the Christian race and being strong and winning the race, you will not be able to progress well in your race for God if you are not reading the Bible, because the Bible makes us strong and it makes us wise and it helps us to see the right way to live. And I would encourage everyone, doesn't matter what age you are, take some time every day and read a few verses of God's Word. And I know that's what has been taught this week to the boys and girls. Just a few verses. Open Mark's Gospel or John's Gospel. Those are easier books in the Bible. And you could read a couple of verses every day and pray that the Lord would help you. And when you read the Bible, you'll see how Jesus lived, how he loved, how he spoke, and how he showed kindness to all who were around him. The Lord was loving. And therefore, if we're going to be a loving Christian and a kind Christian and a Christian who lives like the Lord Jesus, then we must be people who read the Word of God. And can I say tonight, if you're not saved, then you need to look on to Christ. Your eyes need to turn to Christ in faith, believing that he is the only one who can save you. That's why he says in his Word, look on to me, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else. And if you want to be in heaven, and you want your sins forgiven, can I ask, how do you hope for that to happen? Coming to church is not the answer, although we're glad to see you. Living a good life is not the answer, although it's wonderful when people try and live well in society. The only way to be saved is to look to Jesus and believe in the work that he has done for you. He died on the cross, and his blood can wash your sins away. The final thing that a teacher will often say in a class is this. Please raise your hand. Teachers don't like people shouting out just when they feel like it. So you have to put up your hand and wait until the moment you have permission to speak. Okay? If you're answering a question, put up your hand. If you're showing you're in a group, you can maybe put up your hand. But, you know, there's another time you put up your hand. And that would be if you need help or you want to ask a question. Imagine you sitting for half an hour worrying and panicking and not able to do the work that's sitting in front of you, and instead of asking for help, you just kept your head down and worried and panicked and didn't get it done. The wise thing would be to put up your hand and say, I need help. And you know, that reminds me of a verse in the Bible. And it's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, and it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. And you can understand what that means, because when we pray, we're really holding our hands out to God and say, Lord, I need your help. There's nothing that I can do, Lord, will help me in this situation. I haven't got the power or the strength or the wisdom to do what I need. So, Lord, will you come and will you help me? And in a way, you're lifting up your hand to heaven. You're saying, Lord, help me. You know, in the Bible, it says in James 4 and 2, you have not because ye ask not. And you know, the Lord is able to give us so much, but sometimes we don't ask the Lord, do we? Maybe there's a particular sin that you're struggling with, and you find it hard to say no to that sin. And you keep doing it again and again and again, but maybe you haven't asked the Lord to give you help to have victory over it. We need strength to say no to sin. And we need strength to say yes to what is right. Maybe you say, I would love to read my Bible every day, but you know, I just get so busy and I forget sometimes, and I don't know if I could just get it fitted in. You should pray and ask God to help you have time to read your Bible and to take that time around the Word of God. There's a beautiful verse in Scripture. And you know what it says in Matthew 7, verse 7? Ask, and it shall be given you. Now, what does that verse mean? Ask, and it shall be given you. If I pray tonight, Lord, I would love a new bike, does that mean I'll have a new bike in the morning? No. That verse is saying, ask of the Lord what he has promised in his word. Ask him for the things he has promised, and he will answer your prayer. So what does he promise to do? Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes we're sad. Or sometimes we're disappointed. Or sometimes in life, you know, maybe we're so busy and we feel under a lot of pressure and think, oh, I don't know if I can face any more or go on any further. Well, the Bible says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. And you know, you could pray tonight, Lord, sustain me. Lord, keep me going. Maybe you're worried about something. And the Word of God tells us, do not be afraid, or fear not, for I am with you. And I will comfort you, and I will strengthen you, and I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And maybe it could be something that really scares you. If it's me, it would be needles in the hospital. Not good with that. But for you, it might be, you know, go to bed at night and the light's turned off and you're in the dark. And that's fearful. Maybe you're going into secondary school this year in September and you're a bit worried maybe about going into a new school and meeting new friends. Maybe you have a test at school and you're worried about that as well. You know, we are not to worry and to be anxious, but rather we're to talk to the Lord and share our fears and worries with him. And you know what he promises to do? Give us the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord wants to know all about us, and we ought to pray to the Lord and ask the Lord for things in his word. He's also told us that he desires to see sinners saved. And maybe your mommy or daddy's not saved. Maybe your brother or sister's not saved. Maybe your friend in school's not a Christian. Well, why don't you pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to save them and ask the Lord to work in their heart? You see, we should lift up our hands or pray to the Lord and ask the Lord for these things, and he will help us. Maybe there's someone here tonight, and you know within your heart you're not saved. You know you're sitting in God's house tonight, but really you're sitting as a sinner. And you're not ready to meet God. And you don't really want to think about eternal things. You don't want to think about heaven and hell. You don't want to think about the end of life, because you know it will bring you face to face with the reality you're not ready to meet God. You need to call on the Lord tonight in prayer. The wonderful thing about being saved is that the sting of death is taken away. You know, we all, unless the Lord comes again, we're all going to die sometime. But you know what? When we're saved, we don't have to worry about it. We know it's absent from the body and present with the Lord. So let's just review what we have done tonight. First thing we remember, quiet. Be still and know that I am God. Take time to think about the things of God. Older people, devils say, you're too busy to go to church. You take time to come to a place where you can sit in the presence of the Lord. Line up here, choose you this day whom you will serve. then that wonderful verse, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You need to make a decision tonight. Are you going to serve the Lord? Are you going to follow Christ? Are you going to call on the Lord to save you? Then when you're saved, how do we live well? How do we go on well with God? You look onto the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then not only do we read our word, but we also have to pray. We have to ask the Lord for help, and he has promised to hear and to answer prayer. As we bring our meeting to a close tonight, you will hear, young people, these things in school in the next few days and weeks. You remember the gospel lessons that you've heard. But before we leave tonight, how do you stand before God? See, we read that verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Do you believe he died for your sin? Do you believe his precious blood can wash away your sin? Well, then you see where you're sitting at in your seat tonight. Bow your head and call on the Lord to save you. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and life. Ask the Lord to be your Savior. And then come and tell us, and we'll show you from God's word how you can be assured of your salvation, how you can go on with God. Folks, nothing else matters tonight. How wonderful God has brought you to this church tonight to hear that you need to be saved. Come to Christ. We're going to bow our heads in prayer before we just have our final hymn. Gracious Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee tonight for the privilege of just being able to simply explain the gospel afresh. Thank you, Lord. There is a Savior from all sin. If we only let him into our hearts, he there will reign while we trust him. He'll put the evil out, cleanse from every sin and doubt. And then we'll begin to shout, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, may that be the cry tonight. Sinners calling on the Lord to save them from their sin. Lord, there's none too young tonight to be saved. There's none too old tonight to be saved. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Come and save, we ask, in Jesus' name.
The hymn is 701, our final hymn this evening, and do come and speak to us, Brother McKay or myself. We're delighted to talk to you about eternal things. You need to be saved, and that's the most important thing, to know God's full and free salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ and in him alone. Don't put the Saviour aside and cast him off, but come to him. 701, come to the Saviour. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. Thank, joyful, joyful will that meeting be when from sin our hearts are pure and free. Now we're going to sing this first verse, and then when it comes to the second verse, we'll ask the boys and girls if they'd make their way out, first of all, and then we'll finish the hymn, and then we'll join them over having supper this evening. Everybody's invited to come and enjoy supper together after this meeting. 701.
Joy!
lives in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy word this evening. We pray that by Thy Holy Spirit that Thou write it upon each and every one of our hearts. We pray that indeed, as we've been singing, come to the Savior, make no delay, hearing His word, He has shown us the way. Grant it, Lord, that indeed that those who have heard Thy word this evening, Lord, that they will come now. That's what Thy word reminds us. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. O God, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Lord, tonight I pray in Jesus' name, help men and women, boys and girls, to come to Jesus and find in Him eternal life and eternal salvation. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with us, not only this night, but every night until Jesus comes or calls. Bless the food to our bodies, and as we have fellowship together, bless that fellowship in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.